welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ram.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, it could not be, honestly, goodness, guys, here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary in the Andes Mountains, it is a picture perfect day. It is one of those glorious days. As a matter of fact, I was giggling right before the show telling our producer I'm watching Sri walk around in shorts, and it is cracking me up.
Well, I'm glad to be a source of amusement,
absolutely.
But I'm even happier to feel the sun on my skin and enjoy the beauty of an exquisite day.
And how perfect that, you know, here we are. It is February 18th, and I hope you're on our newsletter list, because yesterday we sent out something we normally don't do. We sent out a mid-February Ascension Energy update to our entire newsletter list because so much is happening, and you gotta love, you know, guys, we can't make this stuff up. We gotta love that we put this show on the books a month ago, and there could not be a better week, a better moment, a better absolute opportunity than this now to be discussing claiming creative balance through pure love and that rising energy of the Shanti meeting with the Bhakti, especially as we just, it's almost like you can just kind of, if you stick your neck out a little bit and you try to put your gaze in the distance, you're seeing March, you know it's here, and we're getting ready.
Absolutely. You know, we're on a wonderful ride that at times can really stir things up. When we are in the presence of a pure flow of energy, at first it seems to be uplifting or inspiring, but then there's also a moment where it can feel a little confrontive.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, I have to step up in order to be in harmony with this energy. And if I don't step up, if I don't open my heart and my being offer myself alignment, then in fact the energy is experienced more as a repulsion.
Yeah.
And that we tend to revert back into old habits, old patterns, behaviors and attitudes that are part of the collection and the egoic mind.
Well, you know, I have to jump in because just as we extensively taught in our book 2012, You Have a Choice, sincerity attracts and frustration repels. And that is all part of what is happening now, only that energy has gone well beyond the personal experience. It has now really anchored into more of a collective experience. Now, guys, we have so much to share today. This is a super big show, and there's a lot happening. If you want to give us a call and try to jump into the queue to either add to the conversation, ask a question, or request a mini soul reading, give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, I'm not sure, we might already have all the lines full, but that means you would get a busy signal. If you do, just hold on to that number, and as soon as we say hello and goodbye, that would be your time to get into that queue. So remember, 888-627-6008. And you know, Sri, we're really at a moment where it's important to recognize that every human being is going well beyond the limited dimensions of everything. You know, this tri-dimensional experience is open, so everything has gotten three times bigger. And that is without limits. That's the good and the quote bad, right? Everything has gone into this three times itself.
Well, three times itself is a nice way of saying it's more intense than it used to be.
Or it's saying transcend, transcend, transcend.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things to remember is that you chose to be here. You chose the journey. You chose to have this life. And oftentimes, we didn't realize what we were signing up for, meaning when we choose to get on a ride at Disneyland, we don't know what's going to happen when it goes past the next curve. You know, there could be a surprise. And so with that as our metaphor, indeed, this lifetime is a little bit Disneyland-esque.
Oh, no, I think it's a lot of it. I don't think it's a little bit.
Because there's a lot of illusion that is woven into our actual experience.
Yeah,
meaning, we bump up against energies. We bump up against dreams. We bump up against disappointments. and said, mm-hmm. we bump up against other people having the very same stuff going on.
Yes, that's
but,
true.
But they experience it and act it out differently. And so what a grand mess we're in. And yet it's our own divine mess.
In, you know, in every way, in every single way. And we are at such a powerful moment because, guys, remember, let's talk about this again. 2018 opened up what? It initiated the year of anchoring stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. Now, that kind of extra oomph energy is in these first 3 months. January, February, and March are kind of like a synthesis squeezed into 1 month of each one of these energies coming together as almost a unified pyramid, each one being a piece of a pyramid. And when the three come together, that foundation will be anchored from whence you guys think it's intense now. Hold on. Every month this year, it's just going to keep climbing. Here's the good news. Everything is climbing. So if you are able to gift yourself with stepping out of the boundaries of the planetary thought body, and it's super easy to do, and it just begins with really claiming the consciousness of your divine presence, and we can talk about that more. But as you give yourself the gift of saying, yes, you know what? I agree. I get that the third dimension has anchored. I get that the fifth dimension is anchored. I see that the seventh dimension has opened. I get that we're living in this kind of pyramid of energy. I get that we're living in a pyramid. Even if you have to fake it till you make it, if you can open up your view that much, then you are ready to unify, unify, unify. And whatever you are thinking of, especially February, we're all about second chakra creation and birthing. And so if you bring your love, your light, your harmony, and your focus there, this is miracle time, Sri. This is a magic moment.
And when we are given magic moments, I, you know, one thing I want to underscore, we are being blessed with the energies of preparation for foundationalizing the ascended state as our true normal way of being.
Yeah.
As we walk together with a world that's in transition and chaos. And so to be able to hold the ascended state while the outer world goes through its jumble, goes through that soupy, messy, whatever, reorganization, then we are indeed the midwives, we are indeed the masters, and we are indeed walking our truth. And so this first 3 months is a little bit like we're in our own Olympics right now.
Well, you know, that's actually true. We are in the Bhakti Olympics, and that is kind of interesting and fascinating, the energy around the actual physical Olympics that are happening in density right now, because a lot of the energy that's happening there is kind of mirrored. And so that's actually a very wonderful comparison, Sri.
And so it's not a competition, yet it is a challenge. And the nice thing about spiritual challenge is it's a opportunity to practice, to respond, to step up. And if you feel that you're not quite where you need to be, no worries. There's time to step up again. There's time to feel again. There's time to act again. One of the great blessings of our reality is there is time to evolve, yet to hesitate is tragic. And this is one of the wonderful paradoxes that's upon us. We're being called to anchor peace in our first chakra.
And we're being called, especially right now, we're in the middle of February.
Yep.
And so if you've watched, hopefully, guys, you've gone to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. And if you have not, go and subscribe. That way you get everything. But anyway, we posted two videos this month, at the beginning of this month, because there's so much going on. And hopefully you've already seen the February predictions. And quite frankly, you might want to go watch them again, because you may recall that we shared then that this was going to feel, even though it's a very teeny tiny little month, it's going to feel like 2 months in one.
Yeah.
And the energy is the same, but it's very much, remember, unity, balance. So we have the light and the dark. We have the good and the bad. We have whatever you want to call it. And so in its own version of that type of energy, we have now entered into an extraordinary opportunity. And this week, if you are catching us live, it's this weekend right now. And this energy is like peaking in these few hours of Sunday. So awesome if you're catching us live. And if you're catching us in the archives, awesome that you're catching that energy again, because this is an energy that is tangible. It is an energy that is coming forward, and it is an energy that is an adjustment. Meaning, you know, sometimes we have to, if you're listening to a radio station, right? Remember when we were all, you know, certainly when I was a kid, you just hung out with your music radio and you just had to keep turning that dial till it was absolutely perfect. It wasn't that you didn't hear the song, it's that you needed it clearer. That's what's happening during this weekend. Everybody's dial is available to be turned. And the question is, do you want to turn it and really tune in? Or are you ready to change the channel? Because it's that type of an energetic weekend.
And this weekend indeed is going to call you out in some ways.
Oh, yeah. You are being called out.
I was going to say it's going to call you forward, but forward is out, and out is forward.
You're
right. If it's authentic.
It's perfect. Absolutely.
And so one of the things that I would like to remind each and every one of us is that we're constantly a choice. We're constantly in a place of being asked to sincerely come forward and be authentic.
Right.
Your sincerity is your guide, and sincerity is sometimes misunderstood because it doesn't arise from a mind that has a clear concept.
Well, here's something that I think is important to understand through that concept, Sri, is that we have, okay, there is Shanti, right, which is peace, Bhakti, love, Ananda, bliss, joy, enlightenment. So we have Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. Those energies are the foundation. Now, we are also in a strong magnification energy. It's an amplified moment. So everyone's adjusting to things being just a little more intense, just a little more in front of them. And so it's a wonderful, a lot of people, you might be having old tapes, you know, things that you thought you healed might be coming up right now. Awesome. You're growing. Watch, pay attention, resolve, right? This is all part of this unified miracle presence. So we have Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda that is meeting the unified presence, which is, or excuse me, the miracle energy, which is sincerity, presence, and love. And so Bhakti again, right? So if you are carrying this energy of sincerity, presence, and love, if you are available, mantra of self-ascension, right? I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. Just kind of have that going in the background. Then that miracle energy is meeting this stabilization energy. And I got to share, that's why we have rescheduled our miracle team ceremony. We normally have our miracle team ceremonies the first Saturday of every month. Well, guys, because of this rare intersection, it's like these two colliding stars. There's this miracle star, and then there's this ascension star, and the two are getting ready to collide. And that's what's coming in on March, is that collision. And so, wow, this week, and especially right now, you are at a rare moment where miracle presence is meeting divine creation. And it's all about unifying that Shanti energy through your first chakra. Remember, I deserve because I was born. And lifting that energy into the second chakra and holding those two together in the truth of what love is, a creation of something glorious.
All creation is birthed from love. There are lots of miscreations that seem creative that are birthed
from Kali Yuga.
From other energies. However, true creation is always birthed from love, because love is the nourishment that allows something to exist.
Well, you know, Sri, you are just, I'm loving what you're saying so much, because guys, as he's saying this, I'm staring across at this beautiful bookshelf in my office here, and I'm looking at Sri's peace pole. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please, 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 this is part of the birthing that's going on. Earlier this month, on Saturday, February 10th, we had all these, it's hard to believe, it was just a week ago. We had all these amazing, beautiful people here, and we, Sri and I, had been inspired to put in this Ascension Peace Pole. And, you know, we painted it, and so many of you have sent us so many beautiful, you know, peace in every language, and we hung ribbons and flags and did all types of wonderful ceremony. Well, The next morning, Sri and I walked out, and the tree that when we were standing looking at the peace pole, this beautiful gnarly tree, which we adore, had turned into what looked like a phoenix rising.
Yeah, it was very much a gnarly, almost dead kind of tree.
But yet it is alive. And what's interesting, on either end of the wings is where it's alive. Yeah, feathers.
And then through these gnarly limbs, then this fresh growth is arising. And not only the shape, but the energy of this tree is something new coming from that which has left behind.
And
it's just transition.
Absolutely. And we'll see if we can get a picture of it posted up at our website, at our radio site, shrinkyourradio.com, because we're sharing this with you that we knew then that this Ascension Peace Pole was not just for those of us that were here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. It was not just about setting this beautiful crystalline anchor ship here. It was meant to go around the world. And as if we don't have enough on our plate, Sri and I did everything we could because Mahashivratri was last Tuesday. And Mahashivratri initiates a year of that creation and dispensation and abundance and flow. And so we knew that the greatest gift we could give to the planet was to introduce this flow on Mahashivratri rather than call forward something that was maybe just for the work of self-ascension or maybe for ourselves personally or whatever. We felt the greatest gift we could do was hold the presence on Mahashivratri of this crystalline ascended energy, and that no matter where anybody is in their life, no matter where their level of quote-unquote awakenedness is, they can physically connect. So please go to ascensionpeacepole.com. Now, forgive the way the site looks. We need help. We really do. We have done the best we can. We got it launched. But guys, we have video. We have creation videos. We have more on how to make your own. Post your Ascension Peace Pole party with us. Let the world know. Send us your pictures. We have a huge vision that's been gifted to this community, but we need your help. So if you can help us with any WordPress posting, word editing, you know, as far as helping us maintaining blogs, social media, please, please, please send us an email to Shanti@ascensionpeacepole.com. So thank you guys for my shameless appeal, but this is such an important project in this energy where those two comets are colliding.
Well, and it's entirely congruent with the reality of Shanti and Bhakti.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the creation of an Ascension Peace Pole is not just making a trinket. It's being in a meditative moment where you are using the energy of creation to anchor a peaceful, passionate expression, an action in your life. And so by creating this small or large, however you are guided to do it, by creating the peace pole and bringing some crystalline energy to it, whether it's through applying some crystals or some glitter or whatever, or simply anointing your own crystalline energy to the actual pole, what you're doing is you're using your creative energy to align with the truth of right now.
Woohoo!
Shanti, Bhakti, and the Ananda that is soon to be ever more visible.
And is already here.
Yes.
And it's already here. And you know, guys, we have so much to share about what's going on. We've got some suggestions for things you can do to really harvest this energy. So there's just so much to share. And before we go any further, our lines have been full since before it looks like the show even started. So why don't we welcome in some of these beautiful beings that are coming through today?
We're going to head to the phone line and we'll say hello to Jessica on line 3, and she's from Pennsylvania.
First time to the show. Welcome, Jessica. Namaste, beloved one.
Shri and Kira, I'm so happy to get a chance to talk to you guys today.
We are delighted you're here.
Welcome.
Thank you. So on December 26th, I had the most powerful spiritual experience that I've ever had. And then on February 15th, this past week, I just celebrated my 26th birthday. I wanted to know if you could give me a mini soul reading.
Wow. First of all, I can't stop smiling. Oh my gosh. Girl. I look like a Cheshire cat right now. Oh my God, there you are. You know, and all these angels are singing, all these masters are like dancing, and everybody's kind of like strutting. And they're like, don't you already know? it is your time. And that this year is very powerful for you. 26, you know, that's your eight. And the eight is what? It is the sign of the archangelic realm, and it is the world of infinity when we lay it on its side and let it spin. And so, my angel, from all these beings that are around you, this year for you is very important about trusting yourself, paying attention to where you are guided, and being open to letting the journey get even more expansive. It's a mega moment for you, and I bow and am honored to meet you, my angel. Many, many blessings.
Very powerful. Thank you so much, Karen.
Namaste. Many, many blessings. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, first of all, guys, you all know just getting through on this show is a miracle. And it's always the ones who get through have the exact energy or the question for so many others of our beautiful community here.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is we are all surrogates for many others. Mm-hmm. And we may personalize our life and say, no, it's mine, and go, well, it's only partly yours. Yes, you're truly doing a service for many, many beings. So let's keep the flow going. We're going to run to line two, and we'll say hello to Derek from Ecuador.
Well, right here, first timer. Welcome to the show, Derek. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. I don't have a specific question. I just felt very heavy on my heart to call today that you had some information for me.
Oh, Angel. Oh, whew. Okay, take a breath. Just first and foremost, my love, take a deep, deep breath. And as you do, I have my hands on my heart, and I have these huge, it's like years of tears that are wanting to come forward. And the message is that you are at a very critical moment of healing. It's like I see you standing in front of this huge crossroad, and you're in the middle, and you're like this pillar of light. And it's like both of these pathways are emanating out of your heart. But then I don't see you from the third chakra down. It's like your first, your second, and most of your third are shaking in their shoes. And so there's this split, and that's why you're at this crossroad. And the message that all of these beautiful beings around you want you to hear is this. They're saying, when did you forget how powerful you are, and that all you need to do is bring your breath back into the entire being you are, and you will move forward with confidence, and all is well. And so, my love, I am so grateful to meet you, and I am honored for this time together. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Well, indeed. Let's all take a breath, because this caller reminds us that as we breathe consciously, as we breathe fully into our body, we unite ourselves, we nourish ourselves, and we restore a deeper level of presence.
Well, and I just have to share that this beautiful, beautiful being was carrying energy for millions. How many people do you guys know right now that are shaking in their shoes and one part of their body and the other part of them is completely in alignment, yet there is this deep, deep energy of healing that it's almost like you're afraid to look at? Like, yes. Oh my God, if I start crying, I'll never stop kind of thing. And so Derek, bless your heart, Derek was carrying energy for a lot of people, and may all of us, and I love this. This is why this community that gathers every Sunday is so extraordinary. You guys are amazing. And it's because all of us are here for each other.
Yes.
It is true support. It is true community. And it is a divine blessing.
And so we invite you to carry the recognition and also the love in your heart. Just be with us each Sunday. You don't have to call. If you're guided to call, give a ring.
Yeah, However, please do.
But you are actively participating, even if you think you're anonymous.
And here's what's important to recognize, guys. You know, we started talking about this earlier in the show, right? We are at, especially, and again, I keep wanting you to see that visual, right, where you have these energies that are going to come together, that are coming together this week as we prepare for what's coming. Everybody right now is at a moment where you can harvest. It's like the energy has, when it's this rich, when it's this close together, when it's at this peak moment, it's not that it won't be peak again. It's just that this is one of those beautiful intersections along the way that's saying, hey, if you want a little extra amplification, why not? And so that's what's here. And as you collect this energy, it's important to recognize that you really want to be aware of it, meaning be aware of what it is you're calling forward in your life right now, because this creation, remember, we're talking about bhakti, which is birthing, which is second chakra, which is creation. And so really gift yourself. And here's a couple suggestions we want to make. Gift yourself with a few minutes, all right, to just reflect. And we want to give you a couple questions to reflect on, because if you can give yourself just that moment within this intensity of energy, you'll, number one, see things very, very quickly. Thereby, you can resolve them very, very quickly. Thereby, you can flourish through this moment, because anything you put in motion in February will find its extraordinary expansion in March. So if you have something that you're not enjoying, bring closure to it, or it might get bigger in March. If you have something that you're enjoying, or a new project or something that you're birthing, bring it on right now and wrap it with your love. Make sure that your intentions are coming from, what's that miracle energy? Sincerity, love, and presence in union with Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And so let's give you some of those questions. We give them those questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So here's the question. So remember, this is your moment to harvest. So you really want to be aware of what it is you're digging up. Okay. So gift yourself with these couple minutes, and here's what you want to reflect on. Number one.
What brings you joy and what does not?
That's a big one, guys, because that flushes out your own level of authenticity with yourself. Right? That one goes into a very deep place. So you want to take time with what brings you joy and what does not. All right. Take a breath. I hear you guys. You're all holding your breath. All right. Now let's go to the next question.
The next one. Are you sacrificing yourself to the point of feeling less than in any area?
And that's in any area of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So you really want to look at that in the broad vision of your life. Are you sacrificing yourself to the point of feeling less than in any area of your life? So let's take another breath. Let's go to another one.
All right.
This is, again, guys, these are things to help you navigate this energy and flourish on the other side of it.
And so ask yourself, are you calling forward bhakti through the creative force of the second chakra in loving harmony with the stabilization of Shanti and the first chakra?
Whew. Well, you know, that's a big one, and it's a big one.
well, a way to paraphrase
that. We're going to have to say that again. Yeah.
Are you bringing forward love and loving creation from a place of peace and centeredness, or are we using our creative powers in a reactive fashion?
Well, and that's really important to know, because remember, this is about collecting. You know, it's like we've all been on a scavenger hunt for Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
Looking for love.
Exactly. And here the universe has said, okay, for your scavenger hunt, January you'll find Shanti, February you'll find Bhakti, March you'll find Ananda, and in April, that's going to be the first time that Trishul, right, or the Trishula of Shiva, that unified Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda will arise. And we have so much to share about that over our next few shows in the next few months. And so let's go ahead. Let's say hi to another caller. Our lines are so full. And then after the break, because we'll take a quick break, let's also talk about what's coming in March, because it's good to have the big picture, isn't it? You know, to really see.
Well, absolutely. It's also very useful to prepare our minds to relax into the energy that our soul is providing for us. Sometimes if we don't have a little context, we tend to make the process a little tougher.
Yeah, we do.
But I'll tell you what, we're heading to line 5, and we're going to welcome Kara Lee from Montana.
First time to the show. Welcome, beloved angel. Namaste.
Hi. I've been an avid archive listener, and I just felt compelled to call in this week because it's hit me so hard, the Florida tragedy, and it's like brought up fears of losing my children and brought up anger and, you know, all of those emotions that I don't want to hold. So I'm just calling in to get a little guidance and a mini soul reading. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, Angel, thank you. Just feel how much we love you. And thank you for being such a beautiful, powerful being that you're the one that brought this forward into today's show. So the first thing I want to share with you is that as you were speaking, you have this circle of angels around you. And they all kept saying the same thing, love. And then they were like singing it, they were chanting it, and then they were like weaving a blanket with it. And they were saying that in the world of the illusion, in the very tight, dense third dimension, the energy that is the opposite of creation is destruction, and it is showing itself. And that for those who can offer the love of the universe around the entire incident, without looking at the incident or the consequences, but just putting the energy of love around that incident, it will heal you to rise through and be a beacon for all who are involved. And so that's the message they want you to hear. And that if you need to release your tears, then release your tears. This is a very powerful day to release tears. That's why we're having such an intense amount of phone calls and energy today. And I know it's why you got through. And so release your tears and love yourself, and then rise up into your divine presence and love all. And that's how we can help temper this energy. So thank you for being here, my angel. I love you very much. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, my love. Namaste. Many, many blessings. And, you know, Sri, before we go to commercial, we, you know, beautiful angels, you know that we go out of our way on each show to not talk about what's happening on the densified realm of experience, because you can get that everywhere else. We're trying to be your safety zone. However, I believe that everything we needed to say and experience, beautiful Kara Lee just did for all of us. And yeah. I just want to take a moment and honor her.
Yeah, it's real important that regardless of what your mind is fixated on, regardless of the emotions that may be providing some turbulence to your experience, that we breathe and we cultivate ourselves into that energy of Shanti, the foundation.
Yeah, exactly, and the bhakti.
And that comes by saying, I trust my creator, yeah. I trust my life, I honor the love that is expressed in me, as me, and through me.
And you are loved so much that even the timing of that type of an incident happened at a moment where you are being invited to really claim those gifts.
Yes. Well, speaking of gifts, we have a lot more to share. We're going to offer you some really practical perspectives that I think you're going to find very
useful. And a little information about what's coming in March, because you really need to know about it. And it's a good prep for next week's show, which is all about that multidimensional existence.
So we're going to take a little station break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are so delighted to be with you. And today we're exploring the dynamic opportunity of the energies that are upon us right now.
And what happens when we allow ourselves to say yes to the Shanti that we were working with in January, to breathing that up, to bringing that up into our second chakra and saying yes to bhakti, because the gift of unifying peace with the love that creates is the ignition to your miracle presence. And so we are celebrating that we are at this midpoint of February, and this is the moment when this gift is really staring you in the face. I guarantee whatever is up is gonna be up right in this day or the next day, or could have been even the past few days from now. A sense of knowing, a sense of experiencing, a sense of deep awareness, almost a lot of like a string of aha moments. This is a glorious moment, and yes, everything the density can do to take you away from it will show up. And the gift is that we can harness that to actually assist us to stay in our mastery presence.
It's truly an opportunity to be more awake and more empowered than you may have accepted in the past. Because to be awake to what's going on is by its nature empowering. And that empowerment will carry you through any of the let's just say old perspectives,
because, you know, of which there are many.
Yeah, there are. But when you're birthing something new and a more refined reality, for example, when we're birthing a greater context, when we're birthing our authenticity to come forward in greater fashions, it means that we are refining ourselves. We're becoming more real, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of, what was that, the Velveteen Rabbit? That, you know, it became real by getting worn, the outer got worn down a little bit.
Yeah.
and there's truth there. And so, beloved ones, we need to make healthy choices. We need to honor ourselves. And speaking of healthy choices, one of the things that's so important is that we continue to consciously say yes to our evolution and to align ourselves with people and experiences that will support us.
And, you know, that is such a truism, especially right now, because remember, that's why this community, you know, when we all get together this Sunday, every Sunday, we are a community of support. We assist each other to become even more aware, even more filled with the divine experience of self-ascension because of the gift of being with each other. And whether you're live or whether you're in the archives, it's always an honor and a moment to be shared with great, great joy. And this is why when we get together in person, that amplifies a bajillion fold.
It's a big increase.
It is. It's sometimes it's almost, well, I don't want to say it's too big, but it can be pretty big.
Sometimes we're really flying with the energy of joy in spiritual communities. It's
true.
Such a wonderful degree. And your next opportunity to join us with that focused upliftment is coming up July 1 this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about this, guys, because this is, you know, with this energy, right? We're in this Trinity energy, and we have now these three dimensions. So what was so fascinating was this process that when you integrate ascended numerology, which is the original Essene numerology, when you integrate ascended numerology with cosmic life regression and quantum clairvoyance, what happens is that unification ignites a portal that will take you directly through these dimensional shifts and anchor you on the other side. And when we anchor on the other side, imagine how freeing it is to be able to see everything from the bigger view, to understand the why, to be able to bring your visions forward, bring your mission forward, the soul clarity. So we are honored. We are blown away. And if you want to learn more about it, please, please, please just go to shriankira.com. And you can't miss it. It's right there on the homepage, Between Dimensions, Living Ascended Mastery. Now, we would be remiss if we did not share with you, this event is close to sold out. So if you're thinking about it, go down the PDF. Pay attention. See if you
There's
like
actually
it.
A couple of PDFs at the website that have beautiful photos that explain in detail the processes that we will be working with together and talk about and share information about Ecuador and Blue Mountain. The thing that I really want to underscore is just take a breath and just notice, does your heart say, yes, I want to be there?
Yeah.
And if so, then take the action steps. Read the material. Put your affairs in alignment with
to saying yes.
Because,
well, you know, and we do want to share again, you know, there is actually an early registration discount, which is why I think it's almost sold out. And that's going to end next week. So seriously, get it. Just pay. Just go look. And forgive us for sharing it with you guys. But it's just one of those things that you can do that, whether it's coming here in July, whether it's taking an online class, whether it's just listening to the show every week, these are all beautiful gifts you give yourself. And another gift I just really want to encourage you to give yourself is join the Ascension Peace Pole Project, ascensionpeacepole.com. This is a 100% volunteer project. We've even got on there, hey, if you're living in an apartment, we're going to show you how you can make your peace pole out of a popsicle stick, a toilet paper roll, a paper towel roll, a stick you found on the ground somewhere. Ignite, join this crystalline grid of energy, of ascension declaration. That is positive, passionate action. AscensionPeacePole.com.
Write us, give us your comments, share your pictures and experiences, because we're going to create a wave of recognition.
Help us do it. We need your help, guys. We need your help. Help us do this. Imagine creating something that has the only thing you're offering it is your love, and you're creating it. This is why it's a wonderful moment to get on board with it this week. Birth it through. Show, you know, once you claim all these wonderful new things into your life, then the next question is, what are you going to do with it? So why don't we all together send a wave of ascension presence around this planet as we can join hands one by one through our Ascension Peace Poles. So please, ascensionpeacepole.com.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, we have more first-time callers.
We do, and we have more to share about what's coming up, especially with what's going on with March and everything else. So let's get it all in, Sri.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, let's say hello to some more folks, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the practical steps that will support your conscious evolution.
And what's coming in March so that you can get ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so all right.
Let's head to line 3, and we'll say hello to Austin from Alberta.
First time to the show. Welcome, beloved one. Namaste.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully, my love.
Beautiful. Sri and Kira, incredible. I'm so, so happy I got through. I've been listening to you guys for years now. And it's ironic because in the past I've only ever had the desire to get a soul reading of any sort or see some sort of a medium when I've lacked clarity or, you know, been confused with direction, but I've never felt more clear and have had more directions than I do right now, yet I still had the desire to give you a call. So I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading.
Wow. Well, Angel, you take my breath away. Your presence is golden. You, as you speak, when I gaze around your auric field, it's this beautiful golden light with like this crystalline, and it has like a heartbeat to it. And I'm confident you're connecting into that. And that's why all this clarity and everything is around you. And this beautiful being who looks to me to be very much one of the cosmic Essena is gazing at both of us and just kind of almost giggling and saying, this was just for fun so that you could say hello again in this lifetime. You are ready. You have, and now he's looking at you. He's saying, you have everything you need. And now it is time for you to continue in the footsteps of the mastery you are seeking. Trust that which is put before you and remain humble in the process. And so it is, my love. I bow deeply before your brilliance. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed.
And, you know, Sri, do you feel all of the thousands of other people that are right there with Austin right now that are listening in? And I feel all of you amazing beings that are tuned into this show. I feel you. And then they all keep saying the same thing. This is for fun so that we can remember each other. And so thank you, angels. This is amazing.
Absolutely. So often as we are in our process of reclaiming our mastery and taking action through that passion into the world, it's good to have a little reassurance.
Oh,
It's good to have a wink from a fellow traveler because, you know, we are not alone. We are doing this together.
Are we ever? And guys, so let's talk about doing this together. I know we've got a lot more people holding, but I want to talk a little bit about March, and then we'll go back to some of our beautiful callers.
Yes.
And so on. Guys, we also want to acknowledge that we have been flooded with emails. You know, you can write us at guest@treeandkiraradio.com. We are not going to be addressing any of those emails this week because we just have too many that we need to take a couple days to go through them all and really honor all of that. So I just want to share that with you. A lot of them are coming in because of the new video we put out, the new ascension symptoms. Please check those out. Also, we have posted them with additional text at our website, shriankira.com. So if you go to shriankira.com, right there on the homepage, just scroll, you'll see the post for the, you cannot miss it, for the 18 ascension symptoms. Check it out, because that's part of the total package, so to speak, of 2018. Remember, 2018 is going to stand out as this anomaly year. And look at, I mean, my goodness, we're only, what, 6 weeks into this year, seven weeks into this year, and it's already feeling like a year. And that's something to really pay attention to. And so, beloved ones, as we have now transited into February 18th, remember, this is a quote-unquote short month. March is right upon us, and it's important to remember that right on March 2nd, right as March opens, we open up with the first of two full moons in March. And so that's already signaling and heralding that there is going to be this huge, it's kind of like a third stage rocket, you know, blasting off energy happening. And then it will close, right? The end of March will close on March 31 with that blue full moon, right? The second full moon of March. Now, here's why this is so important to understand. What is in between those two moons, that burst of third stage rocket? The first Mercury retrograde of the year. And this is the month of Ananda. And so there is so much to recognize that is coming. And this is why these next 2 weeks, keep going back to those questions we gave you earlier. What brings you joy and what does not? Are you sacrificing yourself to the point of feeling less than in any area of your life? Are you calling forward bhakti through the creative force of the second chakra in loving harmony with the stabilization of Shanti as the first chakra? These are, if you want to use the word, the secrets, the keys to navigating and thriving through this miracle moment, because we are sitting here watching these two rockets, and they're going to collide, and then they're going to keep going, but in a new form by the end of this month. And the collision is this week.
Absolutely. It's a great time to be journaling. It's a great time to take time.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
Yes. Please, please, please. And speaking of taking time, let's go back to some of our beautiful callers.
We're heading to line two, and we'll welcome Phoebe from California.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, my love.
Hi. I'm so glad you took my call. I've been facing some big challenges lately, and I've been trying to let go and let God, and I don't seem to be making any progress. So I just wondered if you had any advice for me.
Well, Phoebe, first and foremost, if it's safe for you to do so, please put at least one hand on your heart. And if you feel safe closing your eyes, I would invite you to do that too. And I want you to just really focus on your breath and let it into your heart. Because this message is coming to you from Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is saying, I have come to assist you to cut the ties that bind you in fear, depression, lack. And he's also using words like repeating. And that there is one piece of you that is very committed to letting go and letting God. And there is another piece that is very strong-willed, and very committed to what is. And Michael is sitting here with a sword saying, wield my sword, call out to me, for the master you are is ready to arise again. Let this be your moment as we stand and rejoice together. And so it is, my love. Thank you so much for getting through today. Feel my heart around you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Blessings to you too.
Namaste. Thank you, my love. Whew. Ooh, yeah. You know, Sri, again, God bless Phoebe. You know, I'm looking at this moment, right? And this is what we've been saying, guys, on the show. This moment, it's about anchoring bhakti through the creative force of your second chakra. And if you're resisting that, or if you're anchoring that, which is the irony, it's kind of the same in both ways, everything that's not balanced is coming up. And this is good. Try not to reassimilate it. Let it bubble. Let it come up. And then shanti, be at peace, bhakti, see the love, and then be ready for a March Ananda. It's an awesome moment.
You know, each of these months is helping us redefine the deeper meaning.
Oh, yeah.
What is peace? What
yeah.
is love?
Yeah.
And so we invite you, be present, because we are all evolving into an ever-refining capacity
yeah.
to honor those energies, align with the energies, and express our truth.
Well, and aren't we blessed? And remember, guys, we're soaring in, okay? We're at February 18. Every day between now and that first full moon on March 2nd, this energy is amplifying, and it's like you've got this locomotive that has the shanti and the bhakti as now two cars, right? It was kind of like one car with one chasing up to it. Well, those two are now coming together and they're kind of learning how to kind of continue speeding. But right behind it in the distance, you see this Ananda. And when that conjoins with those two, it's like a rocket. It's a third stage rocket. And so we have a lot to share about that at the end of the month. What's important now is about create, love, be, dance, and trust yourself.
Well, let's be with some more callers. We're going to head to line one, and we're going to say hello to Maureen from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shereen Kiro. I'm so excited. Blessings to both of you, and thank you for all your light, your love, and your wisdom.
Oh, thank you, my love. Thank we're you. Excited to see you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm blushing. I'm so excited. I wanted to ask for a mini soul reading. Everything has been amazing, and I wanted to just see what my guides and you see for my next step of evolvement. It would be wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the honor of asking. I mean, Maureen, wow. I would see all the reasons to blush because it's just like, wow. What's going on around you right now, it's funny. You know, today a lot of you have been shown dancing and you're no exception. Only this time you're the one dancing. And it's like you look to me almost like a Lakshmi or a Saraswati, because you have all these arms and you're wearing these beautiful silks, all these different colors. And as you keep dancing, every time you open your hands, I'm seeing like gold energy come out of one as like a golden ray. And out of another hand, I'm seeing what looks like golden coins. And out of another one, it looks like golden like flutes. And out of another one, I'm seeing like golden like tablets. And the message I'm hearing is that you have entered a moment where whatever you desire will be brought to you. Simply carry the sacred around it, and it will manifest with great ease. And that's what they want you to hear. And so I am honored to share that. And thank you for allowing us to all share that with you.
Oh, blessings. So beautiful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Lots of love to you both and everyone on the call. Thank you.
Namaste, my angel, and to you. Wow, Shri, I really feel that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
And I feel everybody.
I have less twirl and dance.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but I was sure receiving all those golden blessings that were pouring out, and I hope all of you listening were receiving them, because, again, every caller is assisting all of us, and this is just too fun. So I think we need to say hello to another caller.
Well, we've got time for one more. We're going to run to line four, and we'll say hello to Jerry from Idaho.
Namaste, Jerry. Welcome.
Namaste. Good to talk to you both. I'm calling for a mini soul reading. I'm feeling like a rocket myself these days.
Rock it on.
You are. You know, you are. And it's really funny because I'm seeing you, and it's funny. We had another person today. It's like you're at yet another crossroad, and I'm seeing two of you, but the one I'm seeing crisp and clear and in like full animated color, and the other one I'm seeing like in soft focus and like black and white. But there's this glue that's holding these two together, and they're saying it's time for you to realize that even crazy glue can be dissolved, and that you are in a moment of claiming they're saying dissolution of an energy that's trying to glue you together when all you need to do, it's like I'm watching you and it's like you're falling into your bed and your arms are wide open and you're like, oh my God, I can finally really relax. And that's what they're showing me. So thank you for calling in, my love.
Oh, thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings. Many blessings. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, how many are waiting for that moment? And so if there is something that needs to just resolve, dissolve, allow to release, this is the time. This
Absolutely.
Is the moment. It's a beautiful moment. So thank you again to all of our callers. And for those of you that didn't get through, call early next week so we can make sure to get you on the show.
Where there is peace, where there is love, there is a reunification of that which is true. And that's a healing moment.
Yes.
Because most of us have so many little fractures and fissures and refractions that as we are in the energy supporting the knitting together, the oneness, the peace, the love, then yes, there are healing moments and we need to knit together in a good way to restore ourselves. And this takes a little trust, a little patience, and a whole lot of breathing.
And I like to wrap a lot of love around it, too.
There it is.
All right, my loves. And until we get the gift of being with you next week, and you want to be at next week's show because we're going to be really talking about this multidimensional experience and how to honestly navigate this. So until we have the joy and the blessing.
May you trust and may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.